know me. Still the same OG, but I've been low key.
Dr. Dre will be one of the Galaxy of Stars performing at the Grammy Awards this Sunday at Staples Center, but that's not the significance of why he's there. First time he's performed, what, in 10 years?
10 years.
10 years. He's also a nominee for his work on Eminem's album, and music writer Todd Martins is covering the Grammys, for the LA Times, joining us now live. So, big show. Lots of stars going to be there. Very eclectic group of people that are going to be performing live. This is a big deal.
Yeah, no, I mean, Dr. Dre was a pretty surprise ad there. So, just his Detox has been his long-awaited album. It's, nobody knows if it's ever going to come out. And, performing with Eminem, the one bad news about Dr. Dre is he will be performing with Adam Levine from Maroon 5, who's kind of like to have this tough image, but just sort of writes these sort of, Valentine's Day platitude corny songs.
I get where you're coming from. But you got Bob Dylan, you got Barbra Streisand, you got the Stones. This is worth a watch.
That's what the Grammys are hoping for. I mean, last year they were up in ratings after several down years. So, they're trying to, pack as much in. I mean, don't forget they have the Muppets and Gwyneth Paltrow as well. So it's not just, a bunch of veteran acts like, Mick Jagger and Barbra Streisand. But you have all of the best new artists performing, including Justin Bieber, to bring in the younger set. So, it's a pretty wide-ranging mix. Expect a lot of performances, very few awards.
Todd, you do seem kind of underwhelmed, I must say. Who are you actually looking forward to seeing?
I'm really looking forward to seeing the Arcade Fire. I'm stoked that they're going to be on the Grammy stage. If they're an independent band, you usually don't see an independent band on this stage. I'm happy about Bob Dylan. I'm looking forward to seeing him perform with Mumford & Sons and the Yvette Brothers. Both of those are really nice, younger folk acts that definitely have a Dylan influence. So that should be a fun performance. And I'm excited to see what Mick Jagger is going to do. I mean, he's doing a tribute to Solomon Burke, and Solomon, great body of work, and it definitely deserves the honor that the Grammys are giving him.
Should be interesting. Todd Martins there covering the Grammys for the LA Times, and of course, full coverage of that right here on KNX 1070.